Right, I'm going to quickly derive the formula for amortizing a mortgage, finding the monthly, the annual payment, since we're working with that, to amortize a mortgage. And I'm going to start out by introducing a simple notation. I'm going to call A, the rate of accumulation is 1 plus R. So if we had an interest rate of 0.05%, then A would equal to 1 plus 0.05 equals 1.05. That'll just simplify things a little bit. And remember, when we did the guess and check method, one of the possibilities was to try to accumulate enough savings by making an annual payment into a savings account so that even if you had just let the interest accumulate on the debt, you'd be able to pay off the debt. So if the total amount of the debt of the mortgage is B, so in the example, B was equal to $90,000 in our example. At the end of 30 years, if we make no payments, then the accumulated debt will be B times A to the T. That is, we'll just keep accumulating interest for all 30 years. T is the number of years or number of periods. We could also, if we wanted to do this with 360, we'd set T equal to 360, and then we'd want to have the interest rate be the monthly interest rate of 0.05 over 12. But let's let T be 30, maybe in this example. Okay, so what we want, so when we put money into a savings account, in the last period we just have a period P. P is our monthly payment or annual payment, whatever, our periodic payment. And this is what we're trying to solve for, is the right payment to amortize a mortgage. If we take P and we multiply, so in the last period we'll just have P. In the next to last period we'll get P times 1 plus, or P times A. In the period before that, P times A squared, and so on. So the value that will accumulate at the very end will be P times 1 plus A plus dot 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 A to the T minus 1. Okay, so this is kind of our savings. Our savings is that our end state debt is this, and we want to set them equal to each other. That is, we want B A to the T is equal to P times 1 plus A squared plus dot 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 A to the T minus 1. If we find the payment that equalizes that, we're in good shape. So our strategy for solving this, if you remember from solving series in pre-calculus, is we multiply both sides by A and then subtract. So we have B times A to the T plus 1 minus B A to the T, that is, we've multiplied by A and subtracted, and then we do the same thing on the other side. And the other side, it simplifies things a lot, because when we multiply by A, we get an A to the T term. And then everything in the middle between the A and A T minus 1 cancels out, and then we subtract 1. Okay, so so now we're just about there in terms of solving for P. We can say that P is going to be equal to A to the T, B times A to the T times A minus 1, doing a little algebra, over A to the T minus 1. And I want to get rid of divide both the numerator and the denominator by the a to the t's, so you get b times a minus 1 all over 1, because I'm divided by a to the t, minus 1 over a to the t. And finally, I can substitute in for a, remember a was equal to 1 plus r, I said that at the very beginning, a is equal to 1 plus r, so we're going to then know that, so p will equal b, a minus 1 is simply equal to r, all over 1 minus 1 over, and a is equal to 1 plus r to the t. And that's our formula. So let me just write it a little more neatly. R b over 1 minus 1 over 1 plus r to the t. Okay, and that's our final formula for the annual payment. And so we can look at that. If we go back to our spreadsheet, if I put that formula in there, where I multiplied by the balance times the interest rate and divided by 1 over 1 plus interest rate to the t, I got a monthly payment of 58,54.63. And that, in fact, was the monthly payment we got by guess and check. So that's it.